This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week on Marketplace, we're launching a week-long series called The Price of Profits. We'll be talking about corporations. What are they for? Who should they serve? And when companies say their only responsibility is to generate profits for shareholders, well, what about other people with a stake, like employees? From the Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Know anybody who works on contract, on demand? If you don't, you're living in a 1950s sitcom. Many companies have a two-tier workforce now, a blend of permanent employees and contractors, which sort of means what's old is new again.
If you went to the 19-teens, when U.S. corporations were just getting formed, there was a huge amount of outsourcing.
The Wharton School's Peter Capelli. He says business owners routinely farmed out different parts of the assembly process to individual contractors, some working outside their factories. They'd hire out marketing and distribution, too.
I mean, they were masters of kind of the core competency. It was mainly finance guys and a couple of people who had an idea, and they outsourced everything.
The mid-20th century, with careers for life and strong unions, was probably an anomaly. Scott Greer is 29. He's a freelance digital marketing consultant in Nashville. The old notion of lifetime employment sounds like death to him. And a company job? Been there, done that, he says.
You know, there's obviously some level of job security in a salary, but when you're in a certain position, it's like you kind of just see the future, not in a good way, and it's just monotonous, and you just don't have as much control over, you know, what you want to do.
So far, Greer says he's been successful despite an initial flirtation with online sites where freelancers bid for jobs.
You're really commoditizing your work, and everyone wants to get something as cheap as they possibly can.
Greer's former colleague, Rich Pascal, has been in and out of the freelance world for decades. He knows the financial trade-offs, but he says in their business, the gap is narrowing.
You're seeing like a lot of prices coming down, salaries coming down,
yeah.
Benefits being pulled back. So I don't know if there's any one safe place.
Pascal's advice to young contractors like Greer, get a good financial advisor. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And we'll continue our coverage of the price of profits all week on Marketplace.